Game on. Go.
I seem to be fine. Obviously, with COVID, you can't be quite sure about the long-term effects. But, you know, from so far, it's been, I suppose, a mild flu, a bad cold, something like that. I had a high viral load. So I tested negative last Saturday week. And then to get on the charter to fly here, and then I was positive on the Monday. I had a high viral load on the Monday, so they did expect symptoms, and I did have symptoms on Tuesday. I wouldn't have known I was sick. I would have, even when I got the symptoms, I probably, you know, if this was a different year, I'd have thought this is a, you know, I would have pushed through it, would have taken a few paracetamol on it and tried to push through it. I probably, the sensible thing would have been taken to my bed for 24 hours with some paracetamol. But obviously, with COVID around and the positive test, it was quarantine in the room for 10 days. And it went okay. You know, I did have, as I said, those small symptoms. I worried more than anything else when you have some symptoms, every little thing. I wonder, is it this or that? And they cleared up by the weekend. And I'm kind of fine, even though I have a little bit of a nasal drip again. I don't know what that really means, but I feel fine, and I started back doing a little bit of practice in my room today, pushing myself a little bit. I took it really easy for the last 7 days. So today I did a little bit of swinging in the room with an impact bag and some throwing and things like that, just to push myself. And yes, I did need to go to bed straight away afterwards. I was tired.
I'd say the people in the room beside you love that. The impact bag, I presume, were the pillows. and the whatever weighted ball you threw was against the wall.
No, I just use golf balls, actually. I don't have weighted balls with me. Sometimes I do. I actually threw it into the duvet, so there's no sound. It's okay. I've done this for many years, and I'm well aware of upsetting my neighbours. So I make sure I wouldn't do it. I do it during the day when obviously everybody should be awake, and I make sure I don't make too much sound anyway.
And there is this tournament in Los Angeles, the Genesis Invitational, which you really want to play. And I know it's Riviera, is one of the great golf courses on the American PGA Tour Rota. And that starts Thursday. And you think you have a chance of playing?
I'm entered, I think the PGA Tour to get an afternoon tea time, so I can travel up on Thursday and play. I do expect to play, and I expect to be ready to play, but I'm not quite sure how. You know, this is why I'm swinging at the moment. I want to know that, you know, halfway through the round I don't get, you know, fatigue and have to stop or something like that. But I feel good. I feel like I'm ready to play. And to be honest, you know, it's not like I can do much else. You know, when you've got this, I might get a negative test for a while to be able to travel back to Ireland even. So, you know, I might as well go out and play golf even if I'm not 100% prepared.
How have you dealt with this in your head? Because I know that we've spoken quite a bit over the last 8 months, and I know how fastidiously careful you were in avoiding getting the virus. And obviously you're in America, you're on planes, you're in airports, and you get the virus. But I know how careful you were.
Yeah, I was pretty diligent about it all. I think, you know, I would have taken the, early on in COVID, I would have taken the initial steps of being exceptionally cautious, because nobody really knew what we're dealing with. I'm not saying that everybody knows now for sure, but certainly there was more clarity. And when I did start back playing, I was comfortable with the risk I was taking. You know, you obviously hope you don't get this, I'm trying to think, you know, you kind of second guess yourself. You know, certainly having been out in Europe and then coming to the States, it's a little freer in the States, but not 100% sure where I picked it up. And as we know about this with a lot of things, like I spent a lot of time with my caddy Ronan, and he didn't get it. So it's where I picked it up, we're not sure, and how I picked it up. And just, you know, some people get it and some people don't in some circumstances like that. And, you know, I'm at the moment not second guess myself, but I'm not at the moment worrying too much about it. I'm just, it is what it is. And I've taken all the precautions beforehand. I've done all the stuff I can at the moment, and I will continue to try and make sure I don't get any residual long-term effects from long COVID.
Are you somebody who worries about that type of thing, or even were you worried while you had those first few days after being diagnosed that it was going to get much worse?
I think everybody would in that situation should and would worry about it. I think reasonably quickly, I wasn't worried about, it being a serious hospitalization or anything like that. But you're still worried about the side effects long term. Thankfully, I didn't even lose my taste or my smell, so might have any neurological effect on me. But it's not, nobody's sure. This is so new. Even to the extent, how long have you an immunity, how long before you are immune, and then how long you have immunity for is still up in the air because it hasn't been around that long. So there's lots of, you move into a different phase, to be honest, when it comes to this. Up to now, you're worried about making sure you don't get it, and you're worried about what to do if you do get it. Now I'm sort of trying to figure out, well, what do I do now that I have it? What's the protocols going forward? As I said, how long, like in a simple case, how long before I get a negative test? Because technically you can't travel. Okay, you can travel in the States with once you've had COVID, but you can't travel internationally without a negative PCR, and I mightn't get that for months.
Crikey.
There's all sorts of complications to even having it and having and being, I suppose, having the antibodies going forward and being somewhat immune, but for how long?
So within the States, I mean, we're talking about possibly teeing it up in a big PGA Tour event on Thursday. What do you have to do in terms of testing wise to be able to do that?
I'm fully clear after 10 days under CDC. So 10 days after you test, you are clear to go in the States. Once you have a positive test, the date and time of that 10 days later, you are free for 90 days. I think it's 90 days without being subject to the testing protocols because of the fact that you're just going to keep testing. The likelihood is you're going to test positive for quite a while after it's gone.
So effectively, the 10 days between testing positive and your tee-off time in the Genesis Invitational is a matter of hours, isn't it?
It would be, it's Thursday morning would be my 10-day time. So if I did have a morning tee time, I wouldn't be able to play. In the afternoon, I can play, yes.
So all you really have to know now is, do you feel you can play? Is that it? It's up to you.
It's purely up to me, yes. And I do feel like I can play. I feel like I'm it I don't, the only issue with playing is a golfing issue, as in, 10 days without hitting a golf shot, but I feel in that sense I've nothing to lose in terms of playing golf. That I shouldn't forget how to play golf after 10 days, so hopefully it will still be there. There is complications to obviously not having played for 10 days, but the last tournament I played without a practice round was the Open in 2008, and that worked out kind of well for me.
I was just going to say, can you imagine if you shot 65 in the first round in Riviera? That'll throw 30 years of habit out the window. You'll just do nothing for the next tournament.
Yes, if only it worked like those that like that. It was only if it was as simple as what you did last week was proof perfect of what you should do every week. But no, look, whatever happens on the Thursday, whether I play good or bad, it can have many reasons outside of. It could be I was rested up, and it could be I had low expectations. There's just lots of reasons why you could play well, and obviously, unfortunately, plenty of reasons why you don't play well. So, look, it's one of those things. I think I know the golf course very well. It's not a golf course. It's very, very so straightforward in front of you. It's very playable. So if it was a new golf course, I certainly wouldn't be doing it, but a course as good as Riviera, one that I've always enjoyed playing, it's well worth my while to venture in and have a go. And plus as well, it's not a golf course as well. I think it'd be more intimidating if I was going to a golf course and I was thinking I had to shoot 62 the first day. You can play a course like Riviera. It could be, if you broke 74 times, you'd probably be in contention at the end of the week. So it's not one that, it definitely is one you could come into a little bit slow and still manage to stay the pace for 4 days.
So what have you been doing? You've been quarantined in a room for 7 days now, and you're not well. I think you're a pretty patient person, but I presume it's been challenging.
No, not really. No, I went to. I there was different emotions. I did 2 days solid of Netflix and just binged on that, and then I really got bored of that. And then the next day was funny. Somebody sent me a WhatsApp of some 80s nostalgia, and it just set off a wave. And I nearly did 24 hours of 80s pop music and 80s TV sitcoms and all sorts of things like that, which really cheered me up actually at that stage if I was feeling down. I it just was a nice thing. And now I'm kind of now in that phase of I'm watching a bit of stuff on TV, and I watch the golf. I'm starting to do a bit of swinging, a few exercises in the room, a bit of stretching, starting to get my head around preparing for Thursday somewhat, being ready that I don't I just don't want to hit the wall on Thursday as if it's the first bit of exercise I've done in the 10 days. So just trying to get my head around that and looking forward to that, to be honest. I think that's one of the main reasons why I am going to Riviera. It's just given me something to look forward to. If I didn't play Riviera, I would be, I think, another 2 weeks on top of that before I play a tournament. Bay Hill would be my next tournament, which would be quite a long time to just hang around waiting to play an event.
So I you've got a room and you've been quarantined right beside the first tee at Pebble Beach. So you've been watching the first tee action live and the rest of it, I presume, on television. It was an interesting conclusion and an interesting tournament. Obviously, so many people interested in Jordan Spieth and seeing his fortunes turn for the better. He didn't win, but they did turn for the better in terms of its second good tournament in a row. And Daniel Berger ending up winning with an eagle on the final hole. Good tournament.
It was a great tournament to watch, wasn't it? I think Berger's 3 wood into last was a class golf shot, especially as he normally hits a bit of a fade, and he drew it in there against the wind. It was quite an impressive play. He's a pretty hard nut. He likes the competition. He likes trying to win. He showed a lot of gumption in that final round. He definitely has a player to watch. But I do think Spieth is box office in the end of the day. He brought the TV coverage. If you're really looking at, the viewing figures were there to watch Spieth and how he got on. He showed lots of good signs, didn't he? He's again, the hardest thing for him is he's trying to live up to a standard that was, an absolute peak. It's very hard to live up to your peaks, to the best part of your career, and maybe he will, and maybe he'll come back and surpass it. But it's still very, very hard to look back and compare yourself to what you imagine you were at a certain time in your career, and that's always going to bring a lot of stress and pressure to try and live up to the, he's only a young man, but live up to his golden years.
Yeah, it's gas the way that we're talking about Spieth, golden years, and commentators talking about the Spieth of old has returned. He's only 27. He's 27. It just shows you how precocious he was.
Look, everybody peaks at different years, different ages. It's one of the things in golf. I God help a poor amateur who peaks at 16 years of age, and I've seen plenty of those over the years who get to a level that they're swinging the club and hitting the ball beautiful at 16. Where'd you go? What excuse have you got if you're a perfect golfer at 16? What excuses have you got for any less than perfect play when you're 22 as a pro? It only brings pressure being that good when you're young for a lot of people. So it's a tough one with golf that, everybody does peak at some stage. You just don't want it to be too early.
Tell me about yourself, because obviously you missed the cut in Phoenix, first cut you've missed in eight tournaments. So I did a bit of digging through the old statistics, and I think it's the best run of cuts made since 2012. And you've had a few top tens in there, and a sixth place in Dubai. What's happening, Padraig? You're playing really nicely again.
I started putting better. That helped. I definitely started putting better through those weeks. I the once you start putting better, it takes some pressure off the rest of your game. I haven't hit my irons well in that period, and I haven't, you know, so I wouldn't be, I don't feel like, oh, wow, I played great or anything like that, but I put it better and I've driven the ball well. It's pretty easy to play golf when you drive the ball well. So those two sides of my game have been quite good. And outside of that, I kind of, and I don't feel like I've really got a proper run in this, but I've been looking to get really good focused on playing, not so much on anything else, and trying to get a run at playing and get my routines right. And that's sort of way on the golf course. Just, and I do hope that will bring my iron play back. You know, I was trying to think of going into Riviera, you know, what sort of tasks would I face? And like, if you gave me a 220-yard shot with a 5-iron, it, you know, you're not going to forget how to hit that. You either hit it good or bad, it's fine. But if you were to ask me on Thursday afternoon to hit a 77-yard pitch to a back pin with 3 yards behind it on a tier, I don't know if I'd be able to hit that shot after, you know, they're the shots that would be harder to hit after having a 10-day off and no practice. Not the straightforward, it won't be that hard to hit a drive or something like that. It would just, it's the sort of more the in-between field shots to tougher pin positions might be something that I won't be quite there yet. And that I would say that's true about my whole game. So in terms of my whole game, I would think, yeah, I could be striking the ball well, I could be hitting my wedge as well, but I still wouldn't have the feel and control maybe to go after some pins that, you know, I'd be a little bit defensive here and there. So I see that in my whole game as something that I need to get a run of tournaments, get a run of play, and that's what I'm targeting is improving my, not improving my swing or my ability to strike the ball, but improving my ability to hit the shot I want to hit at certain times.
Try middle of the green, I suppose, for the first round of Riviera. Try hit 18 greens in reg. Right.
It's just not in my makeup to do that. I just can't do it. I have tried at times in my life to hit a ball at the middle of the green. It just doesn't work for me. Unfortunately, it's just not who I am. So I will not be changing who I am. I'll just have a go at the flags and see what happens.
Padraig, I know that in the last 7 days, you've had plenty of time to do things. Any paperwork that you might have been getting through regarding Ryder Cup matters, you know, reviewing players, looking at records, looking at streaks, you know, strengths, weaknesses, looking at the wonder of what we're Victor Hovland and hoping that he's going to be a talisman for your team in the matches in September?
I've had a couple of Ryder Cup related meetings. Not so much on the players. The player stuff, we have apps and digital stuff to go through. So I've been doing that as a separate aside. But you know, we're in place to do this. It's not something that I'm not finding out anything in. I haven't sat down this week and studied something, and that's given me an epiphany of anything. It's just in progress at the moment, and we'll, you know, wait to see how the team starts to fill out, and then, you know, work on when it's clearer with the team, work on the partnerships. So I suppose I am already working on those partnerships, but you know, it's one of those things. There's nothing I could have done this week in particular. I can't say that this was I found anything or did anything this week that I wouldn't have been doing anyway.
All right. Look, wish you very well. Just hoping the next few days goes well and you can tee it up in Riviera in Los Angeles at the Genesis Invitational. It's fair to say you're more than optimistic that's going to happen.
Yeah, I am. I am. It's certainly keeping me going. But I think you asked me, was I struggling in the room? I think I would be struggling if I didn't have this in front of me. So it's definitely a little carrot dangling there to keep me focused and get up and do my stretches and exercises and to keep me motivated. So that is the plan at the moment.
So line up those pillows now and just use them as the impact bag. Do you have a little routine to go into now for the rest of the day even?
Yeah, well, I've given myself, I don't want to overdo it. So I did probably an hour this morning of different stuff, and I'll do it again this afternoon and see how that is. You know, as I said, the last thing I want to do is push myself too much. So as long as I if I do that the next 2 days, I should be fine, that I won't find it too much, the physical side too much of a stress, come Thursday afternoon.
Well, Padraig, all I can say is fingers crossed, and thanks very much for joining us. It's good to hear that you're on the mend, that you've had no serious COVID symptoms.
Thank you, Greg. Yes, seems like that.
Game on. Go.